This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for EcoLogic coming up.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth and telling where we're gonna plant our seed, it makes me wanna cry for the children. Makes me wanna cry for Mother Earth. Makes me wanna cry for we could do. There's so much we could know if we listen to the earth.
Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
I'm Donna Stein, and this is EcoLogic for December 25th, 2020.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
It's traditional to look back at the end of a year. But today, we're talking about the present and future.
As you'll hear, a few more members of our collective are on board for the last two shows of 2020. Today, members of the EcoLogic Collective talk about shows they are working on for 2021.
Today's show is dedicated to Earth Mom, Helena Meal, a loving spirit who always gave her best on her early morning WBAI broadcast, including excellent environmental content along with her other eclectic interests. She passed away early this year. The WBAI family misses her. JK?
Sally,
JK,
you
here?
Yeah.
Oh, hi,
JK.
Hi, I didn't mean to jump in on a little early. I'm JK Canepa. I'm part of the collective. I'm with Sane Energy Project.
Tell us about pipelines.
Do you want to hear about the pipeline? You ready?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. So what we've been working on and what we're going to continue working on, and we'll do some shows about it, is something called the North Brooklyn Pipeline. Now, a little background. I know the listeners already know a lot of this stuff, but it's good to hear it again. 6 years ago this month, that was December 2014, our governor finally banned fracking within the state of New York. But what he didn't ban was the transportation of frack gas, which the industry calls natural gas, and the disposal of fracking waste, which is radioactive and toxic and is used in road salt, for one thing. It comes from the most radioactive shale deposit in the United States, the Marcellus Shale of Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia. And the pipes that carry this gas build up a radioactive scale inside. The pipelines are dug through clear-cut forests. They gouge their way under streams, and they end up in our kitchens. They have to be compressed along the path because the gas poops out, loses its pressure. So there are compressor stations every X number of miles that push the gas further down the pipeline. And every once in a while, they have to blow all the gas out of the tops of the compressor stations. And that emits a colorless, odorless, undetectable gas that makes people sick, nauseous, headaches. Then they come to our kitchens. It's a leaking project. All pipelines leak, and sometimes they explode. Methane is the primary ingredient of fracked gas, and it's 86 to 100 times as bad for the environment as carbon dioxide. In fact, Professor Robert Howarth of Cornell pointed out that it's just as bad as coal, which is hard to imagine. But the story's changing. It's a really exciting time to be a fractivist, which is what we call each other. One by one, pipelines have failed to get approval, or they're stopped from running the gas. And we've been through the wars with this industry, and now we feel that the end is in sight. Renewables and efficiency measures are rising up to replace these relics of fossil fuelery. And investors and banks are actually pulling their money out of this dying shell game. But we're not there yet, and we can't stop till we get there. And right now, we're in the process of stopping something called the North Brooklyn Pipeline, which National Grid calls the Metropolitan Reliability Infrastructure, because guess what? They don't like to use the word pipeline anymore for some reason. It's dangerous. Liquefied gas, natural gas terminal is what's up for decision right now by the Department of Environmental Conservation, whether to allow the liquefied natural gas terminal sitting on the Superfund site that is Newtown Creek, located at the edge of Greenpoint, Brooklyn, which is the largest underground oil spill in the United States, whether to allow that facility to add two more giant vaporizers and injection sites for compressed natural gas to truck if they get a variance from the fire department.
JK, we're running out of time. Give people a website so they can get active.
Definitely. We have till Monday to go to this website, nonbkpipeline.org. nonbkpipeline.org, and send a comment. Thank you.
Sally, what do you got, Doc?
Well, I've been a member of the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition for quite some time, and the big news, which most people know, I'm sure, is that Indian Point is scheduled to close its last reactor in April. There will be no more new waste generated at the site. That's great news. The not-so-great news is that the site remains a problem. The massive amount of irradiated spent fuel rods will, for the moment, stay on the site. Entergy wants to get out of the business and is looking to sell the license to Holtec, a company in Camden, New Jersey, that's riddled with issues of possible dishonesty and financial questions. They're currently in a lawsuit with New Jersey because they misrepresented things on their application for hundreds of millions of dollars in tax credits. NRC has said, yeah, go ahead, sell the license. To its credit, the New York Public CSC, Public Service Commission, has asked for a public hearing, and we're hoping that will happen. But Holtec is in the business of, it's buying up as many of these sites as it can. It wants to create what they're calling, this is consolidated interim storage site in New Mexico right near the Texas border, where another company wants to put one 40 miles away on the Texas side, and truck or get all the irradiated fuel from various sites across the country to Texas and New Mexico. Well, the New Mexican communities primarily don't want it. They're largely Latinx and indigenous. Carlsbad is being bribed with a facility for manufacturing containers for, you know, massive containers. It does make sense for the container to ship the raw materials to the site and make the container there. But to ship irradiated fuel, which is probably too heavy for most roadways, maybe can be transported by train across the country, is scary. So we're going to keep working on that and try and get that stopped.
Website?
IPSECINFO.org. IPSECINFO.org.
It's amazing, Sally, what they want to do to us.
We look forward to your going more in depth in the coming shows.
Sure.
Thanks. I think we have a special treat for you now. We have our own collective member, songwriter Joel Landy, going to give us a little treat.
I unmuted myself. Greetings, everybody. And Ken, I'm so glad you put a word out for Earth Month. Thank you. Yes, Ken, I'm so glad you put it. Someone's muting me. All right, I am unmuted now. Thank you very much.
Joel, you need to be on the BAI on air, not on the Zoom.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah. One of the goals of 2021 for me is going to be finally get that song out about methane that Ken and I wrote about a year ago. Well, we'll start with this. The ice caps are all shrieking.
We can hear you, Mercy.
The effects are being felt, so let it melt, let it melt, let it melt. The sea level is rising, but you can't say it's surprising. These are the cards we dealt, so let it melt, let it melt, let it melt. The science is very clear, an irreversible time is near. The impacts will be severe, so we all have a lot to fear. Our future prospect is dimming, so I hope you take up swimming in the land where we once dwelt. Let it melt, let it melt. Hey, wait a minute. Don't let it when you're fracking, when you're fracking, your neighbors crack with you. When you're drinking stuff that's stinking, that poison's coming through. Your health and family will not be the same when your tap water can burst into flame. So stop that fracking, no more fracking. Your neighbors count on you. They always do. And we intend to get into as much good trouble as possible in the new year. Oh, website, Sing Freedom, S-I-N-G, freedom.org. Hope to see you on the computer.
And all of our links will also be on our website, echoradio.org. Nice. I think next we have another member of our collective, Tim Keating. He has some good stuff to tell us about things, something you'll be talking about over the coming year.
Thanks, Donna. Yeah, my name is Tim Keating. I'm owner of EarthBuilt. I'm a sustainable wood consultant, and I'm the former director of Rainforest Relief. I directed that organization for 26 years. Rainforest Relief focused on the demand mostly for wood logged from the destruction of tropical forests and temperate rainforests. We were the group that ended up getting New York City agencies off the use of tropical hardwoods, which took us a full 13 years of campaigning. I'll be hosting a couple of shows in 2021 that have to do with our use of materials and their relationship to the destruction of our Mother Earth. The first will be on deforestation and forest degradation. What is it? Why it's now catastrophic? And what can we do about it? We've all read about and seen broadcasts about the recent fires in the forests of California, the Amazon, Australia. But forests are also burning in Indonesia, China, Chile, and other forest regions around the world. It seems like the world's forests are now on fire. We've probably heard reports relating deforestation to burning trees to clear land for more food crops, more soybeans, more palm oil, more cattle. For sure, eating less beef is an important change. But deforestation is complex, and it's always the end stage in a series of events that might be easier to stop. As well, the definition of deforestation, indeed the globally used definition of forests, leads researchers and policymakers to certain conclusions about the chain of events that end with deforestation that can be misleading and lead to ineffective policies and actions. Certainly the numbers coming from organizations like the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, UN Development Program, the U.S. Forest Service, and many others can be outright greenwashing due to the accepted definitions of forest and deforestation. So during this show, I'll highlight just what these definitions are, how they therefore generate misleading numbers, and certainly confuse a lot of people about what's really causing deforestation, and how a more precise understanding of the numbers around forest destruction might lead us to make more effective policies and take more effective actions. And the second show I'll be hosting will be Material Matters, or Consuming Earth to Death, discussing consumption, recycling, and waste. The show will focus on materials, what really matters, that's a pun intended. With just over 4% of the global population of humans, people in the U.S. consume 25% of the global production of stuff and generate 25% of the waste and 30% of the human-caused greenhouse gas emissions. Yet once again, how statistics are arrived at is critical. What about all that material consumption? Well, it turns out that if a product is imported, exactly 0% of the pollutants emitted from the production, extraction, and manufacturing of that stuff is assigned to the consumer, and 100% to the producer country. Yet, as the globe's biggest consumers, I think that skews the creation of effective policies quite a lot. In this show, we'll delve further into the harmful effects of extraction and production of stuff and who should be responsible for those effects. Should producers and consumers share responsibility? What are the implications when only one side of the supply and demand equation is addressed? And what about waste? Turns out that our entire focus on waste and recycling addresses only a tiny fraction of the wastes generated from the making of stuff. So how effective is recycling? As advocates for recycling, what else do we need to know? How can we really be and help others become good, ecological, and sustainable earthlings? In the meantime, you can check out earthbuilt.com and also rainforestrelief.org. And let me spell earthbuilt.com, EARTHBILT.com.
Well, thank you. The Ecologic Collective is just so strong with folks like J.K. Canepa, Sally Geller, Joel Landy, and Tim Keating in it, with all your expertises and ways of presenting information. And on a special show like this, we can only give you a taste of what they can do. But I hope it was a taste that will entice you to keep listening to Ecologic for as long as we're on. And we'll continue, and we'll mention their websites on the ecoradio.org website. Donna, you must have something to add.
usually. Next week, we also have Andy Padian, an expert on renewables and energy efficiency. So we look forward to having Andy Padian. We as you've noticed, we have collective members that are active every week, like myself and Ken. Yeah, we keep Ken around, and Sally Geller. And then we have collective members that contribute through email and consulting, and we talk to them all the time. And once in a while, we can get them to come on the air. So thanks for you guys to come on the air today. We need to see you on the air more often. Then we have experts that are in our orbit, like Andy Padian, like Michelle Lee on nuclear issues.
Annie Wilson
on hydro, some pretty wonderful people. So we look forward to seeing you all. Yep. And
the people who make Ecologic what it is, and Ecologic is one of the things that makes WBAI what it is.
Indeed.
Great. Well, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun, and unfortunately, wow, we're out of time. Maybe that's why this year kind of dragged. Sound familiar?
Not a lot of fun this year.
Now, we'll continue this discussion in the Ecologic Green Room after the show. And next week, we'll have some additional collective members presenting. That's next year. Guess what? Next year, January 1st, 2021, we open the year with our first show, which is a continuation. So join our email list, please, to be informed when the shows are listed. Those of you online, go to www.ecoradio.org and please sign up for our mailing list.
To listen to this show again, go to our website, www.ecoradio.org.
You can get environmental news on a variety of topics by going to www.ecoradio.org.
That's www.ecoradio.org. Next week, the Ecologic Collective convenes part two. Now, we know the environment is important to you. That's why you listen to Ecologic, and we appreciate you. We need you to feel and know that this listener-sponsored radio station is yours. There is much to do in 2021, and you can help. Here's a way to exert your influence on the world. Show your responsibility and your love for WBAI and for Ecologic, and help keep us on the air. Yes, you can have that much power. We know you want to hear more environmental news, so
this is how. Go to www.givetowbai.org to get any one or more of our terrific premiums by putting Eco-Logic in the search box in the upper right corner. Also, we'd like to encourage each of you to become our buddy. Just go to www.givetowbai.org, go to the BAI Buddy page, and on the drop-down box, click on Ecologic and pledge a monthly amount. Any amount. Think of what the show is worth to you. You have our sincere thanks. And thank you for joining us.
And we want to thank you for joining us on this holiday show. We really appreciate our listeners, and we appreciate the fact that our listeners appreciate us.
And a big thanks to our wonderful engineer, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
I'm J.K. Canepa.
And we have Joel Lanthi on the phone and Kim Keating, and I'm Donna Stein. See you next Friday at 2:30 p.m.
Expensive energy, so is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels. The Institute of the Black World 21st Century's Black Family Summit proudly announces the Community Cares Listening Line for Black first responders and essential workers. We're here and we're listening. The Community Cares Listening Line is a free, confidential service staffed with responsive volunteers who can provide emotional support and share information with our callers. If you're feeling anxious, afraid, distressed, burdened, or overwhelmed by a range of emotions, please call the Community Cares Listening Line at 877-719-1117. That's 877-719-1117.
Hi, everybody. I'm Harriet Cole, host of Dream Leapers, here on WBAI. I'm so happy to be part of the WBAI family and have been for several years now. At this time of year, we want to be generous to each other, to our families. It is the holiday season, and I just want to say to all of you, please include WBAI in your generosity. We have been here for 60 years offering you programming like no other station. We bring the truth to you so that you can hear it, digest it, and share it with others. We are listener-sponsored radio. That means you. We need you to ensure that we can stay on the air, that we can bring some of the most amazing guests to illuminate your thoughts, to give you a different perspective on how people are living and thinking, surviving and thriving. So please include us in your end-of-year generosity. You can make a contribution of any size by calling us at 516-620-3602. And you can also go online at give2wbai.org. And guess what? We have all kinds of goodies that members of our community have given to us so that we can give to you when you give to us. So make a contribution of any size that you can. As little as $10 a month, you can become a BAI buddy. And you know why that's so great? Just like you have to keep your lights on, so do we. If you give us a monthly contribution, you can help us to keep the lights on and keep all of these amazing stories that each of our producers brings to you 24 hours a day on the air as we move into the most important year, 2021. Let us be together, thinking, growing, examining our world. Help us to do that by contributing as generously as you can. 516-620-3602 or go online at give2wbai.org. I wish you the happiest, healthiest holiday season. And until we meet again, have a great day and make it count.
I get the black. Well, get your men down, Jenkins.
Oh, man, but take it easy. The checkers ain't gonna run away. If you could play the game, I wouldn't mind it, but you can't play. Your move.
I'll start here. I just don't want Adele to catch us playing checkers.
That's part of a scene from Ceremonies in Dark Old Men. It's a play that you can hear on Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., Friday, December 25th. That's in place of Imhotep Gary Bird's Radio GBE this week because he's taking a well-deserved holiday break. So tune in for Ceremonies in Dark Old Men. It's a play by Academy Award nominee Lonnie Elder III. It gives us a portrait of a Harlem family that dreams of a better life.
I got a man coming here tomorrow to change the locks on the door. So for the little time you have left, you have to come by me to enter this house.
Well, who gives you the right to do that?
Me. Adele.